for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi met with U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and President Donald Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner in the White House to promote bilateral ties. The two sides exchanged views on China-U.S. relations, as well as international and regional issues of common concern. They agreed to strengthen communication at all levels, expand cooperation, and work together to prepare for Trump's state visit to China later on this year at Chinese President Xi Jinping's invitation. Yang had paid an official visit to Jamaica on Sunday and Monday. He then stopped over in Washington and met with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Tuesday. For the following 2 days, he will pay an official visit to Spain at the invitation of the Spanish government. China will press ahead with supply-side structural reform, with more efforts focusing on reining in excessive production capacity, reducing corporate costs, and improving the environment for innovation. The statement was made at a State Council executive meeting chaired by Premier Li Keqiang, following the evaluation of a report on the fourth round of State Council nationwide inspections. The inspections, conducted by the State Council General Office in two phases between June and August, have been aimed at ensuring that the task put forward by the Central Economic Work Conference and the Government Work Report will be implemented in full. According to the statement, the government will further promote innovation-driven development with an evaluation system to monitor the environment for innovation and entrepreneurship set to be established. Commercialization of scientific and technological progress will also be improved. Japan's meteorological agency says that islands in Okinawa Prefecture in the south have been hit with strong gusts of wind and torrential rain as a result of Typhoon Talim. Local media say the typhoon has left around 20,000 houses, or 80% of households in Miyakojima City, without electricity as of 5 o'clock in the morning local time on Thursday. The agency says it's been the heaviest rainfall the city suffered in half a century. The agency has also urged residents in the affected regions to be highly cautious of strong gusts, potential mudslides, and high waves caused by the storm. Residents in the hardest hit areas have been warned to stay indoors and not leave their homes. The International Olympic Committee has confirmed Paris and Los Angeles as the Summer Olympic host cities for 2024 and 2028, respectively, through a vote that was held on Wednesday in Lima, Peru. After the announcement, representatives from the two host cities and the IOC president signed official contracts for the Olympic Games. The decision marked the first time the IOC had granted two Summer Olympics at once. It came after a tripartite agreement was reached by the two cities and the IOC in July, making Paris the candidate for hosting the 2024 Olympic Games and Los Angeles for hosting the 2028 edition. The IOC decision in Lima will make both cities three-time Summer Olympics hosts, as Paris hosted the Games in 1900 and 1924, and Los Angeles hosted the Games in 1932 and 1984. Landmark buildings in both of the cities have been lit up for the celebrations, including the Eiffel Tower. U.S. Democratic leaders say they've reached an agreement with President Donald Trump to protect certain illegal immigrants from deportation and to enhance border security, adding the deal does not include a border wall long sought by Trump. The agreement is said to offer protection for nearly 800,000 immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally as children, who would otherwise face deportation after Trump ended the Obama-era Dreamers program last week. Trump also gave U.S. lawmakers 6 months to come up with legislative measures to offer protections for the immigrants. The agreement's been announced by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer following a White House dinner with Trump. While the Democrats say the deal does not include Trump's proposal of a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has said the exclusion of a wall is not agreed to. Trump is believed to be still committed to building a barrier along the southern U.S. border. A criminal investigation has been opened into more than 700 Catalan mayors in Spain who've signed a decree ceding local government offices for use in the Catalan independence referendum, which is scheduled to be held on October the 1st. The decision affects the city halls of important Catalan towns and cities whose mayors will now be investigated in relation with the presumed cooperation in the organization of the referendum. The move comes after the Spanish Constitutional Court accepted an appeal by the Spanish central government and temporarily suspended the transition law approved by the Catalan Regional Assembly to pave the way for the independence of the region. The court had earlier accepted an appeal against the independence referendum, making it illegal under Spanish law. For CRI News, this is Shane Beck.